Hello, this is Erin Johnson.
And I'm Cara Marinucci. Together, we offer workshops and training on music, meditation, expressive arts, and mind-body approaches. Last time, we explored the question, what story are you living? And introduced the hero's journey as one of the universal stories we all relate to in our own lives.
And as we journey, we are aided by inner guides or archetypes, each of which represents a way of being on the journey. Carl Jung recognized the universality of characters and situations. Just as there are certain musical tones that sound resonant across cultures, there are similarly a universal set of roles, situations, and themes that are recognized by everyone. These universal templates are called archetypes.
And archetypes you can think of as symbolic or metaphorical. They can be like the hero. They represent a certain character in a story. We also talk about archetypes like being the innocent or the seeker.
That's right. That's right. And if you think about an archetype like the magician, so for in Harry Potter, you've got Dumbledore.
Yes. And you've also sort of in Star Wars, you've got Obi-Wan Kenobi or Yoda as sort of the sage or the mentor.
Absolutely. And also we think about archetypal journeys, and these can be external, like leaving home as a college student or something, leaving home and embarking on a new life, and internal, more the personal growth that people might feel called to do after going through a loss.
And so one of the things that we work with lots of people, whether it's creatively or in a way of going through difficult times, is exploring these archetypes through symbols, images, even using creativity like art, the mandalas we've talked about before, and just noticing how this is showing up in their life or how they relate to different archetypes in their life.
Yes. It also helps, too, because these archetypes help us to feel connected to other people who are also going through a challenge.
We might find that in our own relationships, that we resonate with people who have a particular story because they embody, or we seek out people who have an archetype. Maybe we're looking for a mentor. Maybe we're looking for somebody who has strength like a warrior that we don't know how to embody just quite yet.
Absolutely. That's a good point. And with the hero's journey, we're inviting ourselves to connect with the way that the archetypes show up in the journey of our lives. Carol Pearson wrote Awakening the Heroes Within, and in her work, she explores 12 archetypes that can all be taken on as we move from one stage of the journey to the next.
And when we work with archetypes, this is a way of understanding these patterns in our own lives. And when you actively engage with the process of identifying the active archetypes in your life, you tap into the rich tapestry of inner wisdom. Each archetype that comes into our lives brings with it a task, a lesson, and ultimately a gift.
And it's interesting, there's 6 archetypes that predominate in the hero's journey, so let's talk about those a little bit. One of the archetypes, or a couple of the archetypes, would be the innocent to the orphan. And this is, think about as an innocent, you know, we're full of faith, we've got kind of this bright-eyed look at the world, and then going to the orphan, we encounter difficulty. We go through times of betrayal or times when things don't work out, and we feel a sense of loss for personally or with someone else.
Mm-hmm. So you can think of, we'll use another film, Lord of the Rings, and Frodo was very much just the innocent when he started out. He lived as a hobbit and everything was beautiful and wonderful. And then something happened, and the world was different. And that's what going innocent to orphan means.
Yeah. And then, so if we continue with Frodo, seeking, going out and seeking and wandering for a while, trying to find oneself and understanding the world in a different way.
And this is this can be a lot of fun for people. This is a time of meeting new people, exploring new aspects of one's life, even new adventures, traveling. So externally, it could mean actually going to different places or just immersing yourself in new experiences. So finding yourself through your relationship with what's going on in your world. And at some point, as you seek and wander, there are things that become challenges or tasks. You might seek them out, or they might just sort of present themselves to you. And the archetype that emerges at this point is the warrior.
The warrior allows us to face our struggles and prove our worth. And then another archetype that oftentimes shows up in conjunction with that is the altruist, is recognizing that as we find our strength and prove our worth, we also want to show generosity to others and mm-hmm. care for others.
Yes, yes. And as we face these challenges, proved our worth, and recognize that it's not just for ourselves. That's the altruist, is that we realize that we engage in these struggles, not just for ourselves, but for our family, our community, and that we're doing it for a higher good. We can then return from our journey, from our adventure, like an innocent, but it's no longer innocent in the way we were in the beginning. It sort of has a joy and a happiness yeah. around all the lessons we've learned.
Yeah. And then finally, the archetype that she mentions is the magician. It's about transforming our lives.
Mm. And the beautiful thing about this is that it happens over and over again in our lives. We don't get to do it just
That's
once
right.
and then, we've reached the pinnacle of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't like this. We wish we could stay in an area of wonderful being the magician and having everything be magical for a while. So in the hero's journey, we do go through these three stages.
Mm-hmm.
We prepare to leave, and then we have the call itself to move to the threshold between what is known and unknown. Then we have the journey itself, which includes the wandering, the exploring, facing challenges, finding guides,
mm-hmm.
And then the return home with the true self that has been found and the gifts and the strengths of that self accepted and ready to share with the community.
Yeah. And let's bring it into a discussion about how we can see this showing up in mm-hmm. our own lives today mm-hmm. or in the lives of others that we know. So you think about, say, students, college students. A lot of college students are now leaving home or just have left home to start a new life mm-hmm. for themselves. And then once they leave college, they're going to be starting another life. They're going to mm-hmm. be starting another journey.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when people seek out therapy or a personal growth process or a spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm.
This is another way in which this can be seen, this journey showing up.
And sometimes people do embark on it in a more physical way. It could be saying, I have this goal of hiking the Appalachian Trail, mm-hmm. or I want to engage in a physical fitness program. You know, people who yeah. haven't been running in years and take up running.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really an internal as well as an external process, but the outer process helps people really engage with that and feel it more concretely. So this, you know, this being engaged with our lives, that's really what this whole hero's journey
Absolutely.
Is about.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's also the what happens when we refuse the call, when mm-hmm. we say no to something that we know we need to do. Sometimes people get very yeah. stuck. They can get very even ill by not heeding the call that maybe their doctor has suggested that they take up an exercise program, and they decide to not do such a thing and later on develop some kind of illness.
Mm-hmm. Or an illness can come along and it just so frightens or scares the person that they find it hard to engage with the actual lesson that could be calling them into a deeper aspect of themselves and their lives. And I know that we see this a lot, that it is difficult. You know, nobody wants to have an illness or a loss happen in their lives. And we're not saying that that should happen just so that we can learn these lessons or that we can go on these journeys. But often, as human beings, these things do happen. And we can either get stuck in places or we can grow in them.
Absolutely. And as Cara was saying, too, with getting stuck, sometimes we get stuck repeatedly in one archetype or mm-hmm. one part of the journey, and that just becomes very overactive, such as the seeker. And we mm-hmm. find this with folks who, you know, keep seeking new relationships, one after another, or keep seeking new jobs or new places to live. And it's just this whole seeking, seeking, seeking without really deepening into their lives and engaging with their lives.
And the work that we've been mentioning by Carol Pearson, we find are very, very helpful. She has a number of different books because they help people understand more deeply how that seeking or whatever archetype is coming up a lot for them is actually asking them to look at the questions that are going on inside of them, not just what do I need to change out there, but what do I need to change in here, in me?
Yeah, yeah. And that's what's so funny about this is that archetypes can reveal our most important desires and goals.
And so it's not negative, even if we are feeling that life is very uncomfortable or that we're very stuck or that we're very scared. It's also really helpful because they can give us clues to what we really need.
Absolutely. And we've been exploring these archetypes and their stories as a way for all of us to engage with more awareness and curiosity, more mindfully.
Mm-hmm. And in doing that, we cultivate a deeper relationship with ourselves, a clearer understanding of how we arrived at this point in our lives, and hopefully the capacity to continue on our journey with greater compassion, wisdom, and joy.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, part of all of this that we're bringing this up, this journey, these archetypes, is because it's a wonderful way to symbolically and metaphorically understand how gifts do come into our lives, that they're not sort of just plopped into our lap like surprise lottery tickets, that we actually do have to go through some different things that are struggles, but there are great gifts.
That's a great point you're making. So, for instance, with the orphan, one of the gifts is resilience.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't mentioned the orphan much other than to say it was part of the journey. But, you know, I do want to pick up in here, Aaron, that, you know, many people feel the orphan. Carl Jung said we're all orphans, that we've all been orphaned in some way. And this is because that just as human beings, we all have this sense of some point of being alone or abandoned, that we've been orphaned, left to deal with the difficult things by ourselves. It's the human condition to feel that. But the gift in that, like you said, is the resilience. We can do it.
Yes. Yeah. And then the wanderer, the seeker, is independence.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of freedom.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the warrior, courage.
Courage.
Of course.
Bravery.
Mm-hmm.
And the caregiver or altruist is compassion.
Yeah.
That deep sense of wanting to give to others in a way that is very meaningful.
Absolutely. And the innocent, faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when we return to our innocence, it's knowing there are things out in the world that aren't that pleasant, but that we have the faith that there is the good in all of us.
Absolutely. And the magician would be a sense of power. That's both an external and internal sense of power.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, we hear the word power, and sometimes we can think of power as controlling, and it's not really controlling at all. It's actually being able to work with something in a natural, organic way, to allow ourselves to be empowered to make all these gifts happen in the world.
Absolutely. So hopefully by our discussion here today, understanding that archetypes can help you better decode the underlying logic of your life, find greater fulfillment, satisfaction, and free yourself from living out limiting patterns and behaviors.
And if you're curious at all about any of the information we've talked about in the last two podcasts, again, we encourage you to, you could Google Carol Pearson. It's P-E-A-R-S-O-N. You can come to our website, give us a call. We'd be glad to talk more with you about it. And we hope you have enjoyed this podcast. Until next time, be well.